Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is Set Apart. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 11.
Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God said further to Abraham, Now as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
A relationship with God is not just one part of our lives. Rather, a relationship with God transforms our entire life. If you've ever watched a home makeover show, you understand this idea of complete transformation. Houses go from dark, dingy, and cluttered to bright, cheery, and stylish. A lot of times it hardly looks like it's the same building. This idea of complete transformation is what we see God calling Abram to in the passage we just read. At this point in the narrative, Abram is now 99 years old, and he and Sarah still have not borne the son God has promised to them. God appears to Abram, reiterating his covenant promises. I will multiply you exceedingly. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and kings will come forth from you. I will be God to you and your descendants. I will give to you the land of Canaan, God says. God even changes Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many. Abraham's new name is a sign that God will be true to his word. Overall, in this passage, we see God's commitment to his promises and to Abraham. God's commitment is not dependent upon Abraham's behavior. However, God still asks Abraham to express his commitment to the covenant by circumcising every male in his family. Circumcision in this time and culture was commonly practiced as an initiation rite for priests. So with this preconceived understanding, Abraham would have understood this practice as signifying that he and his offspring were going to be a priestly, holy nation, set apart from others. How did being set apart manifest itself outwardly? Abraham's descendants were to be a community defined by their relationship with God, as recipients of God's love and blessings. They were to live transformed lives that would point others to God. Their work, their relationships, their morals and values, these things were all to be transformed by their covenant relationship with God. Thousands of years later, Jesus was born in the lineage of this set-apart nation. Paul says in Galatians 3:16 that all of God's promises to Abraham culminated and were fulfilled in him. Because of Jesus, Paul continues in Galatians 3:28 through 29, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. In other words, anyone who believes in Christ is now counted as part of Abraham's family and brought into a covenant relationship with God. Today, God does not ask his people to practice the sign of circumcision, because Christians are not a physically set apart nation like Abraham's physical descendants were. However, as part of the covenant community, believers today have a circumcised heart, or a heart that is committed to and set apart for God. Speaking of this reality, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6 says, "The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul so that you may live." In other words, today God works in people's hearts to bring them to love and to be committed to him. And just as Israel's set-apart nature transformed their entire lives, so our circumcised hearts as believers today also lead to a transformed life that points others to God. Every part of our lives is affected by our relationship with Christ. Our jobs are not for the purpose of self-fulfillment, but for God's glory. Our finances are viewed not through the lens of self-gratification, but through the lens of God's values. Our relationships become about pointing others to Jesus rather than pointing them to ourselves. So to sum this all up, God's commitment to Abraham and his descendants resulted in a community set apart and defined by their relationship with him. In the same way, God's commitment to believers today through the work of Christ and the Holy Spirit results in a community of Christians defined by their faith. Every part of our lives becomes transformed by the love of God. The song Amazing Grace is arguably the most popular and well-known Christian hymn. The man who wrote it was named John Newton. And his life is one that displays radical transformation. In his early life before his conversion, Newton was a sailor. He described himself as one who lived with moral abandon. He said, "I sinned with a high hand, and I made it my study to tempt and seduce others." And John was not just any sailor. He was a slave trader. After his conversion to Christianity, Newton's entire life began to change. He could not go on living the same lifestyle. After experiencing radical personal change, Newton became a pastor. He even wrote a book called Thoughts Upon the African Slave Trade to help William Wilberforce's campaign to end the practice. John's salvation did not just affect his Sundays. It didn't just check the spiritual box in one long list of life's to-dos. It changed everything. It completely transformed him. "I once was lost, but now I am found," John wrote. "Was blind, but now I see." God's amazing grace changes everything. Let's pray. God, thank you for your steadfast commitment to me. I'm sorry for the ways I've neglected to commit all of my life to you. Help help me to live a life more and more transformed by my relationship with you. Let others see the change in my life and be pointed to you. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, think about what it would look like for more of your life to be transformed by your relationship with God. What specific areas come to mind? Pray and ask God to help you commit these areas to Him.
I cling to you.